They used to take that,
la grande de lin, they call that in French, they used to boil that, and that seed would extract something out. It was good for sore throat, cold head, cold, and all things like that.
Yeah.
That's the medicine you had down there. Uh-huh. You had one doctor down here, he came in years later.
Yeah. Oh, but things that you would get in the mail and people want to try, want you to try the things, they'll send you a free...
They'd send you free, but I don't remember getting... In those days, like I said, the drummer used to come here. He'd bring that kind of stuff. He'd give you a little bit of it on a stick or something. Here, put that in there.
He'd want you to...
Yeah, sample that. The next time you come, you see that it serves the purpose, you get a jar.
Yeah.
Usually a little jar made out of a...
Hello.
That's my daughter, Renee.
Right
down there. Go dump it out.
Well, okay, the things that people would wear, like over her dress in the kitchen, a woman would wear.
Apron. Yeah, they made their own.
Okay, and would they argue much about, you know, she'd say this dress is pretty or mine's even?
No, you never had much trouble, because if you had a dress like that, well, that was it. That's
yeah.
Good. Of course, when it got later, when my sisters and I, when we got to be, getting up then, 15, 16, then you had more or less stuff you could get out of the store, you know, you could get what you want. But when we were just, when I was, I'd say, as far back as I can remember, 8, 9 years old, 7, 8 years old, well, everybody had an overall. That was the main thing, man, that overall.
Yeah. Okay, now, at a party, like a girl might have a pretty dress on, and she'd say, well, her dress is pretty, but mine's even, talking about
it. Yeah, well, you had a little bit of that all the time, so usually mama had to wind up making another one similar to this one the other one had for the other girl. But she never had too much organ, because in those days, it's today that even my children, I'll tell them, say, we'll do something, I don't want to do it now, daddy, something. In those days, you didn't answer back. When you were told something, you just snapped to it.
Yeah.
There was no looking back. Not even looking back. Go do it.
Yes,
sir. That's it.
Okay. To sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
No. Usually that, my grandfather and my daddy made the pen out of the tail of them. What they kill out of them heroin? Oh,
yeah.
They had a perfect tail feathers for that, man. You caught 3 or 4 out of that. Set them aside.
Okay.
In fact, I have deeds upstairs to property, a will that was made by my great-grandfather in French, willing so much land to my grandmother and her sister, even that last will and testament, all written in French. Beautiful handwriting, too. I mean, I write something today, you got to wait till I get there to read it. But that all fancy.
But the way they...
Oh, everything was fancy. Well put. On regular paper. Which, like a paper bag today, you get in the grocery store, that type of paper, regular raw paper. Well, not as smooth as the paper like you have on the tablet today.
Yeah.
I still have all that. When my mother passed, so I saved all those papers. All those French things written in French and all that. Those deeds were in French.
They're probably worth something.
Well, they might not be worth anybody else, but to me, I like to have them, you know. In fact, they're so old that where they fold, it's almost broken, you know. Where they fold, so I've got some plastic coverings. And I'm going to put them in there, open them up, and put plastic coverings in them.
Yeah. Now, to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
One of them safety pins.
Okay.
They had them then.
Yeah. All right. Now, a man, say, how old were you when you got your first, if your old clothes wore out and you needed to go to someplace special, you'd go out and buy yourself one?
Well, man, I'd say that was around... 12, 13 years old, when we started getting things. You could go to Oman Ludwig's store and pick you out a new pair of overalls.
Uh-huh. Okay, or if your old clothes wore out, you'd have to go out and buy...
If your old overalls were